This is the time of year millions of Americans learn how much health insurance will cost them during the next 12 months. Most can expect higher premiums, but this year many consumers also will be paying a lot more each time they see a doctor or fill a prescription. In the first of two reports, NPR's Julie Robner describes how the latest effort to control health care costs will affect consumers.
Mary Clark is a secretary for the school district in Crook County, Oregon. A widow with two children, Clark says her health insurance is good, but it's getting expensive. Just 2 years ago, she says, her share of the premium was $12 a month.
Then we had a premium increase, and the amount went to $55 a month. And since I make $18,000 a year, that is a significant hit for me.
But it's not just the premiums that are rising, Clark says. So is the amount she has to pay every time she uses medical care.
Now we also have a deductible, $300 per person, that has to be satisfied. We didn't used to have a deductible, and our copays have gone up.
Deductibles and copays are what insurance types call cost sharing. And Clark says those costs are more of a burden because she never knows how much they'll be.
I had a little tiny spot on my leg biopsied at the doctor's recommendation, and the pathology was hundreds of dollars. I was amazed. I didn't have to pay all that, but my portion of it was certainly more than what I had thought it would be.
For next year, most workers are facing what Mary Clark is, higher premiums and increases in cost sharing. But the two types of increases don't affect people the same way. All workers pay higher premiums, but deductibles and copayments only hit people who actually use medical care. Laura Tolan is a researcher with the Kaiser Permanente Institute for Health Policy.
It disproportionately affects people who, for example, have chronic conditions. We're not talking about people that are in the hospital bed with the tubes in their arm. This is people walking around, have diabetes, congestive heart failure, asthma, depression, these kinds of conditions that require care on an ongoing basis every day or every week, every month.
One big reason employers are raising cost sharing for their workers now is that they can. Several years of tight labor markets forced employers to absorb the increases so they wouldn't lose precious workers. Now that more people are looking for jobs, it's easier for employers to make coverage less generous. But Paul Ginsberg says employers have other reasons for raising copayments and deductibles. Ginsberg, who's president of the Center for Studying Health System Change, says generous health plans have lulled workers into thinking medical care costs far less than it actually does.
They think that an office visit, that's $10. And a prescription, that's $5. There's no way for consumers to find out, nor should they be interested in finding out, because it doesn't matter to them.
So Ginsberg says employers are making changes like replacing these flat fees with a percentage of each bill, sometimes as much as 30%.
And the reason they're doing this is that they feel that more cost sharing might lead consumers to make more effective choices about health care and to economize in ways that only a consumer would know are the best ways.
But economizing isn't always possible. Oregon Secretary Mary Clark pays $30 a month for her brand name asthma medication. She can't switch to a cheaper generic drug because there isn't one. So far, she's paying for her medicine by cutting back elsewhere. She canceled her cable TV subscription, she's taking on extra typing jobs, and she's trying to rent out a room in her house. She says that's working as long as costs don't keep going up and no one in her family gets really sick.
I manage now, but it gets kind of wearying sometimes looking at all the things that you're trying to cut out, fun things, in order to pay for something boring like medicine.
There's bad news for Clark, though, and other workers. Studies show costs are likely to continue rising for at least the next few years, and employers say they'll continue to pass those increases along to their workers. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.